wish somebody would praise him. Wish somebody would praise the Lord. Oh. Wish somebody would thank him. Thank him for the blood. Let me stay that way, but you brought me out. I want y'all to stop hiding your worship. Stop hiding. Stop holding back. I don't care who can see you from the congregation. Stop holding back. Let the rivers flow out of your belly. If you can't worship him from up here, then you're gonna have to go sit back down so that you can get a free flow of worship. If it hinders your worship because people are looking at you, then you're gonna have to go sit down. It's not a time for hindered worship because of anything. Wear your dresses right so that you can flow. Like, you don't want nothing too short. Well, when you start worshiping him, somebody go, no, wear your shoes right. If you're too high, you can't be in them for longer than an hour, don't wear them no more. If you need to wear your flats, it ain't gonna be about being cute up here. We don't want the worshipers or the musicians to hold back on their prophetic worship. Open this thing up. If you were called to this, you were graced for this, and open it up and let it flow. If you have a supply for praise and worship up here, then let it flow. It don't make no sense for you to come up here and hold back on praise and worship as a graced, assigned person. Open it up. Open it up. Open it up. Open it up. If you don't feel a flow, because you need to break free and you have to flow with the leader and with the music. And I know everybody's not supposed to be looking the same, but it should be somewhat feeling the same. And if you don't have nothing that you need to be pressing in for, you know somebody needs pressing in. So press in, because it's not you. He said, me is immaturity, us is maturity. So when we have more than us on our mind, ourselves, and we have us on our minds, then you're just gonna let it flow. I was crying out for my baby. Nothing was wrong. I just wanted a deeper level for her. He said, not just your baby, but there are many babies in here. They got many mamas pressing in for their kids. So if everything is all right with you, that's fine and wonderful. But right here, we're pressing in for everybody. Amen. There's so much in our apostle that needs to come out. It's going to be atmospheres. Atmospheres are everything. Say, atmospheres are everything. If you have a supply, then you have to be ready to bring that atmosphere in here where people stop coming in here one way and leaving out the same way. We talked about this from the very beginning, but the time is now. Say, the time is now. Thank you, Lord. And you yourself need to get free. So don't cry about it no more. Get free. You got something that you go over and over and over, over and over every time. No. It's gonna come back to haunt you? Yes. Oh, get yourself into worship and cry like you wanna cry. Stop trying to hold it back. Cry. Forget about the mascara. Forget it. Who cares? Thank you, Lord. Come on, lift our hands to the Lord. Father God, we will not hold back. Thank you, Lord, for supplying us with a grace for this particular assignment, for this house. Thank you, Lord, that all roads lead to Daryl. Father God, thank you that people come from the north, the south, the east, and the west to hear the voice of God from our apostles' mouth. God, thank you, Lord, for this time, this season, this level, and this dimension, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the musicians anointed afresh even on tonight. I thank you for a prophetic flow, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that it's for this time and for this place and for this season, oh God. Not just for us, for the people who are nearby who need to be in the house. I thank you, Father, we call them into the house of God. We call the lost into the house, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our own loved ones and our own family and our own friends who are yet not saved, God. We thank you for your resurrection power resurrecting in them, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, God. In the name of resolve that, because I'll be stuck. Thank you, Lord. Come on, shout thank you. Thank you, Lord. How about? How about alive? Yes.
I was telling Miss Terry, like, if that doesn't happen, like, every Sunday from now on, I'm gonna be in the kitchen, like, throwing knives and stuff, like, so upset, like, throwing spoons up against the wall, just simply because I don't think I've ever seen this ensemble as a whole, from left to right, right to left, front to back, look so free. And it didn't look like anybody was out of character, somebody was doing something that they wouldn't normally do. Everybody looked like themselves, but everybody was engaged. And I don't know, whatever you were thinking about tonight, like whatever caused you to worship the way you did just now, you need to think about like that and more beside. Ignore these people. They are, some of them are spectators. Some of them are really here because I'm supposed to be here at 10 a.m. What time does the service start? 9. I'm supposed to be here at 9 because Pastor told me to be here at 9, and there are people in the congregation that are going to worship. Ignore them too. There are people in the congregation that aren't going to worship. Ignore them. Nobody's asking you to be someone that you're not for them. That's asinine. Nobody's asking for that. Only thing we ask you to bring is yourself and your whole heart up here. Like, that's it. Just bring your free self up here and worship.
And there are people who are stuck. And so free people, hurt people, but free people. And so we are just going to free people, stay free, stay free. Amen, let's go, what we got? It's okay if we don't. We didn't do it. Got to go over the verses for the anthem, so we'll get to that. We'll do that right after this. The power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. He is one of freedom. Jesus is one it all. Yeah, okay. Who knows the words to this? I was lost in a broken heart.
Okay. Okay, y'all know it. Good.
All right, all right. Get ready. Come on, Zion, clap your hands. Y'all know verse 2? In the midst of the darkest night. Y'all know that? Y'all know it? In the midst of the darkest night, let your love be the shining light, breaking chains that were holding me. You set your son down and set me free. Everything of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will live that your will be done. I won't stop till your kingdom come. You are, you are, you are. Who knows verse 2? Like, you know it without words. Too bad we don't know it. Too bad I didn't know Easter was coming. Because we would have practiced this verse right here, because that's the verse right there.
You sent your son down and set me free.
Huh? Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Well, I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood. Well, I know it was the blood.
Love.
Oh, baby, Bourbon Street don't have nothing on us. What? What key was that, sir? Because we might bust that out. Yeah, we might do a live, and then we're going to do whatever it was we just did. Yeah. No, it was blood. Baby, second line got it from us. Word of Life Christian Center, praise and worship team, get free up in here. Hallelujah. Okay, and then after that, we're going to do the anthem and Worthy is the Lamb. We're doing all of that, huh? Yeah, so we're going to do Alive. I Know It Was the Blood. And what key was that? Y'all straight on that key? Huh? The anthem and Worthy is the Lamb. Mr. Henry. Okay. Bye. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna follow him. Blah, blah. What else? Oh, can y'all take us through the verses of the anthem? Because I forgot to do them. All right, y'all ready? Let's sing the, I'm sorry to take you back here, but just the verses of the anthem.
By His stripes, we are healed. With me.
I don't know. Wrong key. Sorry.
Thank you.
verse again.
By His stripes, we are healed.
Y'all sound like one. Sounds great. And after that, what key is that now? And what key is Worthy as a Lamb?
C.
C as well? G. Okay, that means I'm gonna need help. You are the risen King. Okay, I'm sorry. Come out again, because I couldn't hear. You are the King. Thank you. Okay. Okay, all right. Bless His holy name. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you gave. Bearing all my
your nail pierced hand.
Thank you for your nail pierced hand. Wash me in your cleansing blood.
Now all I know
is your forgiveness and grace.
Oh, yeah.
look over there. Resolve.